people around here ever eat the legs of this animal, you know?
Frog.
Yes, ma'am.
Frog legs. Oh, yes. They're quite a delicacy. Yeah.
I've never had any. Do they taste like any other kind of meat?
Tastes like a lot like chicken. I don't think I could cook them and then eat them, because they say when you cook them, they still hot. So.
That would be kind of unnerving, I guess. Well, talking about frogs, is there any particular name for the one that stays around water and has that deep croaking?
Bullfrog.
Are the one that usually stays around your garden or on dry land?
I guess they are toad frogs.
Have you ever seen these little tiny ones? They don't get much bigger about that. People say you see
tadpoles.
Well, these are really fully
grown. Oh, little tiny frogs, yes. Usually they are little green frogs. Are they little rain frogs or something?
I've heard them call that, yes, ma'am.
If you have flowers out on the porch, ferns and things like that, they love to stay in those.
Right.
And when you bring them in the house when it's real cold, you have to watch, because you'll be bringing in frogs too and lizards.
Any idea why they're called rain frogs?
No, I have no idea.
Okay. And talking about fishing, if you were going to use live bait, what would people probably use?
Well, most people I think around here that fish with live bait use worms. A lot of people, you know, that I guess children and maybe retired people use that for a hobby. You know, they have worm beds around the house and they sell them. And so most people use those. Some people use shrimp, I think. That's kind of expensive bait, all though,
right.
Now. Because shrimp were real high this year.
Those worms, would people call those wigglers or earthworms,
yeah,
or something like that?
Wigglers.
You ever heard people say earthworm? Or just worm?
I never heard of, I mean, an earthworm to me looked different from what you'd fish with.
Okay.
I don't know, Matt, whether, I don't think you'd call them that.
I see. And this animal that has a hard shell, you know, on its back, can grow its head in?
Turtle.
Yes, ma'am. Is that what you would call the one that stays around water most of the time?
Mm-hmm.
Turtle. What about the land variety?
Well, call them gophers.
Right. I haven't heard that in a long time. When I was out west in Texas, I'd tell people that and they wouldn't believe me. I said, what? Oh, you tell those people I got that all wrong. Let me tell you what a gopher is. You know, they think of the little, you might call them groundhogs or something like that.
Oh, sure enough.
You know?
We've even got a hill out here, about a mile, 2-3 miles out here, that where they have a fire tower.
Yes, ma'am.
It's really the highest piece of land, I guess, around here. And they call that Gopher Hill.
People around here ever call a land turtle a terrapin or a tortoise?
A terrapin, I've heard that. I know.
Since y'all are near the water, any terms for sea turtles, you know, ocean turtles, mm-hmm. that you know of?
Mm-hmm.